On today's episode of GIST Healthcare Daily, we talk to Dr. Vijay Yanamadala, a neurosurgeon and chief medical officer of virtual physical therapy company Soar Health. He estimates at least 90% of patients referred to PT could benefit from virtual PT. It's Monday, June 13th, and I'm Alex Olgan with GIST Healthcare Daily, where you get the headlines and health business and policy news in under 10 minutes. If you like the podcast, please leave us a rating or a review. It helps other listeners find the show.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at UH1.com.
There are several factors driving the huge interest and investment in the virtual musculoskeletal market. First, the country spends big on musculoskeletal care. By one analysis, the spend in 2016 was more than $380 billion. Given the high spend, employers have been long looking for ways to reduce the cost of care. Then add the fact that Medicare has been slowly expanding coverage for remote patient monitoring since 2019, to this year reimbursing for some monitoring for musculoskeletal care. Just as payment for remote monitoring started to expand, Americans were thrust into relying on virtual care during the early days of the pandemic. Investors started pouring money into this market. According to a Rock Health analysis, funding in this crowded market grew sixfold in just 1 year, reaching $1.4 billion in 2021. This has led to several unicorns in the field, including Hinge Health, valued at $6.2 billion, and Sword Health, valued at $2 billion. Sword Health was founded in 2015 in Portugal, and much like other digital health companies, experienced rapid growth over the last 2 years. The company now has about 150 clients, the vast majority of which are employers, a smaller subsection are health plans, and the company says the emerging market is providers. I spoke with Sword Health's chief medical officer, Dr. Vijay Yanamadala. He's a neurosurgeon who also practices at Hartford Healthcare in Connecticut. Here's some of our conversation. First, he describes how Sword works for a patient.
We have a physical therapist who does an intake call with members. They understand what is your pain, what is your functional status, what are your goals, and then based on that, devises a physical therapy regimen. We send members sensors, which are wearable sensors. They have really the ability to detect in three planes your movement. And then you're guided through these physical therapy exercise regimens with the ability to measure that. That data gets back to the physical therapist, who then tailors program for the next visit based on how accurately and how successfully that patient was able to complete the program.
One of virtual PT's selling points is the convenience of being able to do the exercises anywhere on patients' schedules. Sword's app guides patients through exercises and therapists can give asynchronous feedback. Yanamadala says that Sword finds the convenience results in much higher adherence rates.
On average, people do 31 sessions of therapy with Sword versus the 4 that I mentioned for low back pain. So our thought here is that really when people get the right physical therapy that they need, their likelihood to pursue surgery goes way down. And this is really also backed by claims-based data, where we looked at people who participated in Sword and those who didn't, age-matched, propensity-matched cohorts. And what we realized is they save on average health plans $2,500 by participating in SWORD because, number one reason, reduced surgical utilization.
What kinds of conditions does SWORD treat? Or when are patients coming to see you? Post-injury, post-surgery?
Be about 50% chronic, about 30% acute, and about 20% of the peri-procedural. And these three groups benefit from it very differently. Chronic pain and chronic musculoskeletal condition sufferers, you know, often are on a lot of opioid medications. They've tried various therapies without, you know, benefit. So we're really trying to get them better avoiding medications and avoiding unnecessary surgeries. On the other hand, acute conditions really require that therapy in that immediate phase to get people better, prevent them from getting to a state of chronic pain, and ultimately getting them more functional. And then periprocedural, very different, right, in terms of just making sure we're getting them the goals of improving from surgery, if they're post-surgical, getting them that recovery as fast as possible.
Can you give me a sense of what proportion of patients are good candidates for virtual physical therapy?
We feel the majority of people can benefit from virtual physical therapy. It's a little bit varied based on population. If we look at a Medicare Advantage population, it might be more like 90% who benefit from our digital physical therapy, 10% who really need in-person referrals. We screen for a number of these things that would pose them at an increased risk of, from digital therapy, or they really need to see a physician first to get evaluated and cleared. So we screen for those and then send them to the appropriate provider based on that. If we look at a typical employer population who's younger, it might be more like 97% that we're taking and 3%. But that's the range. It's not that we're aiming for a particular, percentage. It's really, how do we get everyone the right care? How do we really optimize our triage algorithm? And that's where we're working with in-person physical therapies, therapists that we're partnering with and utilizing the knowledge base of our doctors of physical therapy that we have in person.
You did your fellowship at Virginia Mason Medical Center in Seattle, which is part of the oft-mentioned Walmart Centers of Excellence program. The company has for years been paying to send employees to get certain complex care at facilities chosen based on quality. So how did your time at Virginia Mason influence your work with SWORD?
For the vast majority of people who come with back pain or leg pain, which is the vast majority of people we see as spine surgeons, there are many, many options that are less invasive than surgery. And so my philosophy just reflects that. We should try everything possible before surgery if such options exist, because surgery is the most invasive and the most risky thing that we have out there. So it should be reserved as a last resort. So the Walmart Center of Excellence program, was eye-opening for me. We had patients coming from Alabama, Massachusetts, Florida to Seattle to get their spine care and their second opinions as part of our Center of Excellence program. They had been recommended a spinal fusion, a spine surgery at home. They were made to believe that this was the solution for them. And when we told them that they didn't need surgery, and more than half of them really didn't, they were more often than not in tears in our offices, because they had tried everything at home and they were really under the impression that the surgery is going to be their magic bullet, what was really going to fix them. And I think one thing that was frustrating is we just didn't know what we could offer them, because they go home, back to their home states, 3,000 miles away sometimes. So that's where I wish in 2016, when I was there, we had a program like SWORD, because that's really the missing link here, where we can really coordinate wherever you are in the United States, getting you the right care, through this kind of digital program so that you can avoid the surgery.
I understand SWORD has been working with employers, some health plans, and also some providers. I'm curious about those provider partnerships. Is that a growing area for SWORD?
We're exploring partnerships with health systems throughout the country. I don't want to necessarily share which ones, but I'll tell you, we're partnering with large academic orthopedic practices. We're partnering with physical therapy practices, large health systems that are multidisciplinary in nature. So we really see this as an area of growth. We have launched a program called SWORD 360. Where we will integrate with the electronic medical system of the health system that we're working with. For example, those who use Epic, we integrate with Epic Care Everywhere. And so that the patient's PCPs, their physiatrist, their surgeon, their physical therapist who they use in person can see all of our records, their physical therapy records. And vice versa, we will communicate our findings through Care Everywhere. So that kind of integration we feel is important to just maintaining that high level of care.
Can you talk about the different kinds of partnerships?
We have a couple of different models. So one is, you know, what we call, you know, the turnkey approach, which basically means we supply everything. So primary care physicians can refer to SWORD within the health system. Now, you know, for a post surgical patient, for example, we work directly with the orthopedic surgeon. We'll understand from them what range of motion would you allow? What do you want us to program in, for example, after hip replacement or knee replacement, to make sure that the patient is staying safe, but they're also maximizing their recovery after surgery? And our doctor of physical therapy will then work with them for on that program. We are also thinking about hybrid models where we're working with in-person physical therapists and then also then having these sessions in between or after, so that if someone can only make it once a week to in-person physical therapy, they can still benefit from sessions in between. We have health systems that, you know, they tell us our spine surgeons are just getting too many referrals that are non-surgical. Because there's no one else in the system to see them. We don't have enough physiatrists. We don't have enough non-surgical providers. And our physical therapists are actually completely occupied. So that's where we can come in and we can actually help screen and triage. Who can best be served by SWORD and our digital platform? Who can best be served by the in-person physical therapist? Who should best actually see the surgeon first? So we're working with the health systems to really develop that kind of triage process based off of what we're doing, but also working with their processes as well.
Can you give me any specifics into the financial arrangements of those partnerships?
For example, we're working with vendors as part of value-based care model. So, for example, one model that we're exploring is bundling our physical therapy as part of the post-surgical care model, right? So we are working with several health systems to actually explore that kind of model. So that's where, you know, instead of using home physical therapy, which, you know, has its benefits for some people, but ultimately may not achieve the results as quickly or as efficiently, we're able to substitute for some patients our model and include it within the bundle.
Medicare has been expanding its remote patient monitoring coverage and this year started reimbursing for physical therapy for musculoskeletal conditions. What does that mean for SWORD and provider partnerships?
The other thing that we're actually exploring is what we call our tech-only model, where we actually offer directly to health systems, especially their physical therapy programs, our technology. They will actually use it, and they would basically pay for the technology and then use it with their patients. They can bill based on RPM codes, for the utilization of our technology while the patient is at home. So that's another type of model that we're using as well.
That was Dr. Vijayanamadala, Chief Medical Officer at SWORD Health and practicing neurosurgeon at Hartford Healthcare in Connecticut. SWORD is also expanding into other treatment categories. In March, the company announced a solution called Bloom that offers physical therapy for women with pelvic health conditions. Thanks for listening to GIST Healthcare Daily. I'm Alex Olkin. You can check out more insights on healthcare business and policy news on gisthealthcare.com. GIST Healthcare Daily is an independent production of GIST Healthcare.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.